Previously on Arrow.
Tonight, we rise up as one and take back this city.
Blade's got 20 guys just like him, and we have no way to stop him.
Yeah, Kuru. We're going to use it to make a cure. Slade promised me City Hall, and he delivered. I understand he made you a promise, too.
There is still one person who has to die.
There's too many of them. We can't fight.
We're not going to.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce. It is time for the Arrow Recap Show right here on Variety Radio Online. It is a live show. Happy Friday. Alongside of me, Jesus?
No.
DJ Wicket?
No.
No. Anna B. from Australia.
I'm here. Hello, everyone.
I know you could not let me down. I know that you and I are troopers no matter what.
Yes, we are. No matter what we're going through, we're here.
And we're here. And so it's time to talk about Arrow. But before I do that, I've been wanting to bring this up in the show, and I hadn't. And I hope I'm allowed to bring this up, and it has something to do with you. I received a package a while back.
Yes.
And I just opened it up right now. Literally just opened it up right now. Holy crap balls. Steve Amell autograph.
Yes, I was meant to ask you if you got that.
Yes.
I hadn't heard.
Yes, to Mike, Steve Amell, he's got his bow pulled back. You know what, Anna, you got me a picture with this shirt on. I would have been cool without it, but I'm glad you got me an autograph. So thank you very, very, very much. I've been wanting to bring it up every time on the show, but the envelope was next to me on the ground by my wall, and every time I'd like, oh, I forgot to bring it up. So I wanted to bring it up. So thank you very much for this.
You're very welcome.
So awesome. I'm going to put this on a wall. Maybe I'll put this in the baby's room. Yeah. I don't know if my wife will like that, but who cares?
I don't think so.
So let's talk Arrow. The episode aired on the 7th. Of course, that was Wednesday night on the CW. It was called Streets of Fire. We have been talking about this. This is like you had explained to us. It's like a three-part episode,
yes,
but
yes.
In 24-hour kind of thing.
It is. So it's continuing straight off from where we left last week,
mm-hmm.
Where Oliver and Laurel were stuck in the tunnel,
mm-hmm.
where he exploded the ceiling and it collapsed on them. So that's where we begin, and it starts all over again.
Did you get kind of a flashback of the whole Tommy thing? You know, Tommy covered in rubble. I thought,
yes.
I don't know why.
It's a little bit similar, yes.
You know,
going back, like the undertaking away, the city's collapsing around them.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes, and of course we see that part, but let's just fast forward a little bit to Diggs and Ravager. Holy
shit. I know, he was getting beat up with her.
You know what, he's doing pretty good too, though.
He was. But she was also after Felice the End.
Uh-huh. And speaking of that, I have a little clip. In fact, we have a bunch of clips that we're going to play because it was just so action-packed. Here's this one. You haven't heard it yet. Here we go.
You want to save me some time and energy? And tell me where I can find Felicity Smoke? I have been aching to put a bullet in her smug little face ever since the day.
You're gonna go off.
That was awesome right there. I literally busted out laughing when I saw that.
I know, because you're a Felicity fan, but she was pretty cool, I must admit, coming into the rescue.
Yes, she definitely saves Diggs.
She did.
And later on, would you agree, she pretty much saves Arrow too?
She does. She's been the backbone this episode.
Big time.
For all of them, very much.
So everything is going, I think the first 20 minutes... I mean, and I, when I was watching it again, I mean, I actually watched it today before the show. You know, I was like, as soon as I paused it when the van flips and, you know, the masks are coming, I was like, this is just 20 minutes into it. Like, all this stuff happened all in the beginning. What did you think?
Yes.
What did you think about Malcolm Merlyn's return?
Well, I knew Malcolm was coming back.
Of course.
but it'd be interesting to see where it goes. The next episode, because he is back in that.
Hold on a second. You don't seem excited as I am.
I don't know. Yeah, I am. Yes. He's really peeved because Moira was killed,
right.
And that's why he's back. And he's back to save his daughter.
So are you a Malcolm Merlyn fan?
I like Malcolm. Yes,
but
he's evil. He's bad. and I don't think he'll be doing any good, but he will join forces with them and help them, hopefully.
Yeah, it does see that. You know what? It was crazy because as soon as the arrows go in the back, I'm like, damn, somebody got there fast. And I'm like, oh, my mouth dropped. I was like, oh, damn, he's back. I actually, for a second, I started thinking about you. I was like, is Anna going to like this? And I'm thinking to myself, he has been bad, but he's just so cool. Like,
He is. And he's back just for Thea. And that's all it was.
Pretty much.
I want to have to see where that leads to.
Now, do you think Thea has the right to be as upset as she is?
Oh, yes, I think so.
Really?
Yeah, well, I mean, she's never known him. She's found out that Malcolm Merlyn is her father. He's been evil, destructive,
mm-hmm.
all his life, what he's done. And she can't get her head around him at the moment. And don't forget, she's totally messed up. She just lost her mother.
That's true.
And then all of a sudden, you've got these Mirakuru soldiers rampaging the city. And she's like, holy crap, what am I going to do? And she nearly got killed with it. If it wasn't for him turning up, she would have been dead.
Oh, she would have been dead. Big time.
Totally. Totally. But I love the entrance where he comes in and says, she's my daughter.
Oh, no. When she's like, I'm her father. I was like, oh, damn. You
my
just
father. Yeah, father. Yeah.
You it done screwed up.
Yep. Exactly.
So it looks like now were you shocked? I was pretty shocked. Laurel, like pretty much calling out the Black Canary, like, yo, Sarah, what's up?
she's come around a long way, Laurel. She's changing. She's performing. Because even like when they were trapped in the beginning, she had to perform and shoot that bow and the quiver arrow, and she saved Oliver again, you know. In the sense they broke free and off they went. So it could be the beginning of her becoming Canary. Who knows? And then she's telling him she doesn't need him anymore. The city needs him. Go off and save it.
Did you notice that she shot that bow a lot better than Roy did?
She's had training. Oh, better training than him.
I know. I was like, whoa, Laurel, good job. So what else? What else happened? I'm looking at my notes here, and I'm trying to keep it in order so I stay, because I got these clips I want to share real quick. Go ahead.
We had the soldiers in the police precinct, and we had Lance trying to stop them, and he gets the grenades and blows them up just to prevent some more deaths from happening. And Sebastian Blood is seeing his world around him
crumble
around him, because he's like, this was never meant to happen.
Oh, no.
At all.
Oh, no, it doesn't. In fact, I have a clip here. Let's play it right here.
Those are innocent people dying out there. You do not need to kill them.
Yes, I do! I made a promise to someone once, and I will uphold it.
So this really is all about you just trying to hurt our little queen.
I vowed to him that I would take away everything and everyone he loves. And he loves this city.
But this city, it's mine too.
Not anymore. As of tomorrow night, it'll be nothing but rubble, ash, and death. A land only good for one thing. Graves.
Oh, graves, he said. That was, I wanted to play that because I think you, me, and even Jesus were thinking that we were betting on who was going to be the second person. No freaking clue. I didn't even think about it being the city.
Well, that's what I thought it's being the city. But from what you see, I like from the trailer at the end of the show, it's not the city, but it is a city to a point, because he does love the city so much. And that's what I thought it was, the city. But there's a twist when you get to the end of the show.
Is there?
Yeah, when you see the trailer for next episode, next week.
Which I did, watched it.
There is well, and plus I've probably seen photos of what's happening for next episode, so... there is a twist. That's what I thought. It's the city that he decides that he's going to go, which is still correct. He is destroying the city. It's going to go. Totally going to go.
Yeah.
And that's what he's going
to
do.
It's a big hot mess because even like when the mask guy comes into Mayor's office and there's the district attorney and he like snaps the chick's neck.
I know. And that's when Blood realizes it's not what he was promised. It's not going to happen. And then he feels, I need to do something better about this and stop this. So.
And you can even see it in Sebastian's face. Like, all right, I'm gonna have the last laugh on this one, sucker.
So, but before we go further, there is a cure for the Mirakura, which Felicity, Dig, and Oliver do try to go get.
Mm.
But unfortunately, they're not going to get there in time.
No, they don't. And I was wondering, I was going to bring that up to you, like, why weren't they running on the bridge? I'm like, yo, where's it at? 500 yards? Pew! I would have been like, shh, because they were just kind of walking. Like, this is the cure, you know?
Yes, yes, I know. But before that, their van overturns.
Mm-hmm.
And Felicity gets hurt, gets knocked unconscious.
Oh, all hell breaks loose. That was the 20 when the van flipped. That was a 20 minute mark for me, and I was like, oh, I need some air. Like this first 20 minutes was just like in your face. It was nuts, you know.
I know. And
all those masks were around the van, and I was like, oh, my Felicity, she can't walk. Somebody help her.
I know. And he picked her up, carried her. Why didn't Dick carry her? But it had to be Oliver that carried her.
You know that I was wondering if you were going to bring that up because he had her. And then I'm like, really, dude, you're the one that can shoot this bow and arrow. You're the more badass. And you got to carry Felicity, too.
And give Dick his bow and arrow so he could carry her. I'm like, he could have carried her. He's quite capable. But no, he had to carry her.
He's like, you carry it. I don't have time for this right now. So I guess from there. I do have a clip where Laurel talks to Sarah,
yes.
And they're running around and everything else. And here it is right here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a hero, Laurel. I am the furthest thing from it. I am Tahir al-Safer, my new name, because the woman that I was, the girl that I was gone. I'm not going to pretend that I've been through anything that you have. One thing that I've learned in the past year is that these things, they don't break us. They make us who we are. And what I am is irredeemable. What was that word you said before? Tahir al-Safer.
Tamale, that's why. You know what?
Yes.
That clip there, Anna, I'm really starting to like Laurel.
Well, she's changed. That's what I said. She come from being rock bottom at, you know, and being on the pills and the alcohol, and she's just coming and getting her own. She's changing. She's becoming Laurel again.
Now, do you think she's becoming Laurel because she's not on all that stuff, or do you think like now that she knows the truth that helps and now she sees the bigger picture and she's not being selfish?
I think she's seeing the bigger picture, and who knows, she might be being groomed for the Canary down the track.
That's what I keep hearing about it, because I don't want that to happen, because that means that my Sarah would be taken out.
Yes, because we don't know what's going to happen to Sarah, because she's feeling really low. She's got no self-esteem at all.
You know what? And I was reading, and we have Jesus. Jesus couldn't be here on the show, and I had to have something, some words that he sent me through the email.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to bring that up because I saw that thing there saying that she's low and she's got no spunk, and I'll read it when I get to it. But I don't think it's that. I think Sarah just is in a crossroads of being a hero or an assassin, like being evil and being good, and she wants to be that way, but she's done so much bad stuff that she doesn't think she can be good. But I think she's got self-confidence. I think she can still whoop ass.
Oh, yeah, she can still whoop ass. But I don't think she can change somehow. She knows she doesn't want to change. And it's because Oliver said he'd be there to help her through it. You've got Laurel now trying to help her, but she just doesn't believe in herself.
Yeah, I don't know. I got my fingers crossed. I got my fingers crossed. And the next clip we have here in the for the show is one that you really liked, and I would have to agree with you on that. Up the bell tower, Oliver and gets a little schooling from Felicity, and here it is.
I have failed this city. Yafei, Shadow, Tommy, my father, my mother. All that I have ever wanted to do is honor those people.
You honor the dead by fighting. And you are not done fighting. Malcolm Merlin, the Cap, the Glock King, the Triad, everyone who is trying to hurt the city, you stop them. And you will stop Slade.
I don't know how.
Neither do I, but I do know two things. We're not alone. And I believe in you.
Oh.
I know, and everyone thought they were going to kiss, but they didn't. She just gave him a hug, and then he was like, yeah, I'll hug you back. He could see that he like, yeah, okay.
I think she wanted to kiss him. It was so awesome because I could hear all the women screaming when it didn't happen. It was like,
I know. Oh. Everyone said, why didn't it happen? They should have kissed. But he just slowly put his arm around her in the end, and I'm like, gee, dude.
Yeah, she went in for the hug.
She went for the hug. I know, but everyone wanted the kiss.
Oh yeah, everybody wants the kiss. And I really thought that's going to be the moment. But then I'm like, but you just kissed Sarah earlier, and Laurel.
I really hope he doesn't go back to Laurel. I really don't, because he can see the changes in her. And who knows, he might go back to her. But he has feelings for Felicity. They are there, but he just, this is the thing, he doesn't realize it. That's what I think.
Mm.
And he is the heart of Oliver that keeps him going. It's his backbone.
I agree.
And without her, he can't do anything because she peps him up all the time. I think Slade realizes that Felicity is the heart of him, and she's the one he's going to go after. That's my thoughts.
You know what? And I probably agree with you, but I don't want to because that's my Felicity.
I know. And until it happens that Slade has her, we won't know to then.
Mm-hmm.
But that's when she is taken by him. That's when he'll realize, I have more feelings for Felicity than what I thought. He'll realize it then.
Well,
He's not realizing it now.
And that's your typical superhero. Like, he doesn't realize it. Then when she's gone, then he realizes. Then when he gets her, he's going to make out with her and be like, we're together.
Because it's no different when she went off to see Barry. He was jealous there.
Oh, yeah.
And if something's going to happen to her, I mean, he came and rescued her from the Count. He wasn't going to let anything happen, and he killed for that. He broke his promise that he would never kill, but it was Felicity he had to kill to save her. So, it'll be the thing. He'll have to kill Slade to protect whoever. He'll realize it, that she is what he needs.
That is true. But, I totally agree with you that she is definitely the backbone part, because if she was to get captured, it throws off his game. He's totally screwed.
Oh,
so
totally. I mean, he was screwed then until she talked to him and told him, get out there and do it.
Yeah. She definitely gives him the Eye of the Tiger speech.
I know. And then she's got this stupid big gash on her head, and nobody's tended to it. And she's like, oh, my head. No one's looking after her.
I would have been
there. She's going to get a concussion.
I would have been there. I would have been like, come here. I would have done something for her. What'd you think about the whole Roy thing? So they bring a limp boy.
Yes, he wasn't in it much, but
I really hoped he was going to be whooping ass in this episode.
I know, but he's not. He will next episode.
Definitely. Yep.
Definitely. So, so we still got Detective Lance.
Got his badge back.
He got his badge back. He's now a detective. He takes control of the scene, and he's going to do stuff now.
I think his boss realized, like, okay, yeah, you can run this.
It's too hard. So, too big. Yes, he's going to run it. And, yes, and we do have some flashbacks to the submarine.
Yes.
We can't forget that.
I do have my notes here for the flashback.
Yes, we have flashback on the sub where they know that Sarah's been taken hostage again back to the Mazo,
mm-hmm.
and Oliver's got to go and rescue her.
And, of course, that's where Oliver – it was cool to see where Oliver and the Russian guy kind of
Anatoly. Like
solidify their friendship, you know.
Yes, yes, and that's where they're friends for life now, and they'll always will be. Mm. So that
was cool to see all that. I mean, I have my notes, and I have a separate piece of paper, and it just says flashback, and I just write the little things. It's always just like a couple of scenes.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot with the flashback. It was just basically he got off, got onto the freighter, found Sarah, who wouldn't go, and then they ran into Slade, who has the cure in the end. So it would be interesting to see what happens there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
But he must get the cure because he brings it back with him.
True that. I'm just wondering.
And that's when he kills him.
I'm just wondering how much we're going to see of the like, when are we going to stop seeing flashbacks? Like, I'm getting tired of the flashbacks.
But you're going to see flashbacks next season too, I think.
Oh, really?
I think so. It's just as part of the show. You've talked about what's happened over the 5 years.
Because he was there on the island for 5 years. So do you think it'll keep going? The flashbacks will keep going till the show ends? Or do you think eventually we're going to be like, all right, we've explained enough from the 5 years?
I think they might still keep going.
Keep going?
Yeah. They've got still more storyline.
True that. Let's talk about Mayor Blood kind of talking with Arrow. He gives him the cure.
Yes, he gets the cure back, and but he wants to help out, save the city now after everything that's been done. But Oliver doesn't trust him.
He still wants to be mayor.
He still wants to be mayor, and he thinks he can help the city after all said and done when we get rid of Slade. But, hey, Oliver's not going to have anything to do with that.
And I really thought that was going to be one of the next thing. It's like, I know your identity, you know my identity. But then Ravager shows up.
I know.
She's so hot. She's so hot.
And puts a sword through him.
She kills Mayor Blood in seconds.
I know. It was just like, woof, it's done. Over. Kapoop.
I just loved how they put Slade on the phone, and he's just like, does he have it? No. And he was like, goodbye. and then sticks him.
It's like, done. Totally done.
I was like, damn. What else? I guess we get the cure towards the end of it. And
yes, they do get the cure then. And then, of course, Oliver is reluctant to give it to Roy because he doesn't know how it will affect him, and he doesn't want to take that chance. And he's like, nah, can't do it now. And, of course, he does change his mind because then they start seeing a military convoy coming into the city, but it's not to help them. It's to stop the soldiers from getting out. And that's when we learn that Amanda Waller from Argus is...
she's behind it.
She is, and she wants to drop a bomb on the city and flatten it to get rid of them all.
And then he sticks Roy like, damn, I got to do it now.
Yes, he says that just gives him his motivation to do it, and he does. So... yes.
I don't know what's
happening.
But it's obvious in the trailer for next week that Roy is going to fight. I think I even see a little mask on Roy, so he finally gets to cover his identity.
Whether he's going to be Red Arrow or Arsenal, that's the question.
But the question is he going to be cured? And I guess, is he going to be cured? I guess he's supposed to be cured, and then he gets trained and then becomes like Arrow, like a regular dude but can whoop ass.
I don't know.
That's,
and they've got a lot of the cure, too.
Yeah, like a lot.
A lot.
Was more than 11, 15 guys of Slade people.
Exactly. I mean, now he could give that to Slade, the cure.
True.
Whether he kills him or not, or he gives him the cure, that we don't know at the end of the day.
I mean, that would be my goal, I would cure everybody and then probably kill him.
Because I've heard through the comics that Deathstroke doesn't die.
No, he does not.
So that's what makes me think, will they get rid of him in the show? But he's still alive in the comics. So does Oliver give him the cure, or does he just escape?
And just get banished and say, screw this, I'm out of here.
For the time being.
Right.
So,
I don't know. You never know with the show, how it follows the comics, and the comics follow the show. That's what I like. It keeps me on my toes.
Well, that's what they say. They don't totally follow the comics. They're doing their own thing.
All right, cool. Well, that.
And the other big thing before we did end
mm-hmm.
was Malcolm Merlyn.
Yes.
Yeah. Her last. She has a gun in her hand.
And I put a note that says, Thea, what the hell? Well, actually, I said, what the fuck? ? She shoots Malcolm.
Yes.
But
did she shoot Malcolm?
You know what? That's what I'm thinking. Because in the trailer, I think I see Malcolm on the left, which the trailer kind of ruined it a little bit. Cause...
I know, because that told you, no, he didn't get killed. He didn't get shot. Whether she just shot in the air above him to scare him off.
Or he had a bulletproof vest.
Well, true. He could have had that. Or she just did it and didn't have the nerve to kill him, but she just shot it away from him.
To show, like,
and
I could have done it. If I wanted.
Exactly. Because I don't think C is the killing type.
No, I agree.
So, but we won't know till next week. But I think he's back, because you do see him in the trailers. He's helping out. They all come together, the whole team, and we do get the League of Assassins coming in it, too.
I can see my hot lesbian assassin next to, oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
This episode is going to be so good, because I really, really like this. Now, this was probably my favorite so far.
A good episode. There was a lot to take in.
Yeah. And that's the kind of I like. So I have Jesus' email real quick.
Yep.
And we got about 18 more minutes left in the show, so I'm going to go through these real quick and see what we got here. Jesus couldn't make it to the show. He had to MC an event over in Los Angeles. So he's put – and we'll just go through it. Who didn't see Slade betraying Blood? Slade is evil in a terrifying, awesomely way. I think this episode helped concrete the fact that Slade is my favorite character.
Mm-hmm.
I would agree. I wouldn't agree that he's my favorite, but...
But I knew Slade was going to try Blood. You could see it on the cards. He was a pawn to him.
Definitely.
Just to set things up. I could tell that at the end of the day.
We had been saying that for quite a while. Ravager kills Blood and looks good doing so. Who's happy that Blood is dead? I sure am. Blood was a weird, whiny character who was obviously to the evil of Slade. So we all knew. And we knew that he was going to die. And then even in this episode, when he found out that he's going to pretty much destroy the city, it was obvious that Sebastian was going to be like, okay, I got last laugh. I'm going to take this cure and I'm going to give it to Arrow. How you like them apples?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So he does his thing. Here we go. Laurel is just stepping up her game. She has turned into Oliver and Sarah's conscience. Did anyone else catch that Sarah isn't the Black Canary, just the Canary? Is that foreshadowing a transformation in Sarah, or the death of Sarah and the birth of Laurel as the Black Canary?
That's a good point.
I did notice that they said the Canary, not the Black Canary.
Exactly. She said the Canary, so...
But I don't know. Like, I know that everybody keeps saying that she's going to be taking the spot of her sister, but I've got my fingers crossed that it's not going to happen. So
we don't know, because they're not giving us any hints.
No, I'm just going to stick with she's Oliver and Sarah conscious. Like, she's really got some good energy about her right now.
And because I think because she knows who Oliver is now, and she knows that the Arrow isn't a vigilante,
mm-hmm.
that he is doing good now for the city, whereas before she just hated him so much. Now, because she knows who he is, she knows who Sarah is, she knows that they're good for the city, and she's changing her ways.
Exactly. And she knows that her father they haven't had a discussion about Sarah and knowing who Sarah was, but even the father is in Arrow's corner saying, like, this, he's good for the city.
Yeah. I know, because he did say he's talked to the his supervisor. It's not vigilante. He's the Arrow.
Mm-hmm. Took his
and
side.
That's the first time he's actually called him the Arrow and not the vigilante anymore.
Yep. Here we go. Sarah, at the moment, just seems lost and confused, which is a bad thing going into a fight. She doesn't have her mind in the fight, and it may end up costing her everything. See? I think she seems lost and confused, meaning, like, if she's a good guy or a bad guy.
But yes, I
don't think I think she's got her mind in the fight. I think she's disciplined enough to know, like, when it's time to turn it on, it's time to turn it on.
Well, she's a warrior, so she'll know it's time to fight when she has to, when the cards are down.
Right.
She's not sure where she is other than that.
Yeah, that's how I would say. You and I agree Jesus is smoking crack because she'll be fine.
Uh-huh.
She'll get
Nyssa coming back too.
Oh, I did. So. Come on. That's Wonder Twin sexy power right there. That's good. Oh, I cannot wait. Here we go. Felicity steps up as well, becoming Oliver's backbone. Oliver is whining, and Felicity sets him straight. Go, Felicity. She saves Diggs and puts Oliver in his place. I know Mike probably found that hot. You're right. I did.
Yeah.
I kind of thought they were going to kiss, but it didn't happen.
He even thought that too. There you go.
Everybody did. I did too. I really thought.
Everything I read is like, why didn't they kiss?
Yeah.
Why didn't they kiss? But no, wasn't going to happen.
That was good, though, because since they did kiss, everybody was talking about it, you know. But I immediately thought, like, okay, they're going to kiss. This is the moment they're going to kiss. And immediately I'm thinking, oh, damn, dude. Like, you just made out with Sarah, and now Felicity and, dude, you didn't want to be a douchebag playboy. You still are, but you're just a superhero douchebag playboy because you're still sleeping with all these chicks. So I'm glad he didn't. He didn't
kiss her, and he hasn't come on to her. I mean, she kissed him.
Okay, I'm joking, and I know you stick up for Oliver all the time.
I know.
He's a great guy.
But she did kiss, I mean, she did hug him after
she
it.
She did.
And he sort of thought, yeah, I'll hug her back. So he's still got, he's not too sure, as I said earlier, he's not too sure of his feelings for her. And that's when I think next episode he'll realize it's Felicity.
So you really think that the season finale, Felicity's going to get put in danger, and that is when he's going to realize?
Yes. Mm. Yes, definitely. I must admit, I did see a photo.
Oh, gosh. Okay, I don't want to hear it.
I know. That's why I'm trying not to tell you.
Don't say it. Okay.
That's why I know Oliver's going to be put in the same position like he was in the island to choose. I think.
Okay. Shh. Okay.
I know. I can't. Yeah, but that's what I've seen.
Okay. Next thing. Thea and Merlin was just shocking. I did not expect Thea to be happy. But does she really shoot him? Although I did find it a bit awesome. She finally stopped being a victim and did something about her situation. She went to an extreme. Can't wait to see how she concludes her story next episode.
Yeah, but we all know Jesus loves Thea.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. So, Jesus, whatever. Blah, 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 blah. On the side of it, though, I really think that Thea was overreacting at that moment. Like, get me out of safety. Let's go have coffee. Then I'll give you a piece of my mind. But when she was like, get away from me, I'm like, the city is burning.
Mm.
And I'm glad that Malcolm was like, look, I know, fine, you don't have to talk to me, but let me get you to safety.
Like, I know, and he's trying to protect her from these guys who are going to kill her.
But he
wants to shoot him.
Yeah, that's what pissed me off. So I wish Jesus was here because after he saved her, took this guy, the mask down, killed him to protect his daughter, because it is his daughter, and she still picks up a gun and wants to shoot him.
Mm.
So you see it's messed up.
She is totally messed up that kid.
I know. Okay, here we go. Oliver. Uh-oh. Here we go. Oliver. Anna. He keeps going back to why I didn't really like... Okay, whoa. Here we go. I got to rewind. Oliver. He keeps going back to why I didn't really like the Arrow in the first season. All this self-loathing, feel sorry for me stuff is getting old. I hope he comes out strong in the next episode. What do you have to say to that?
He will. He'll get stronger because he's going to go and fight Slade. He just had his doubts. I mean, it's like anybody. You get knocked down. You have your doubts. Can I do it anymore? That's normal life. And then Felicity pepped him up, and he's ready to go again.
So do you feel that Jesus is right, that Oliver has been self-loathing and feeling sorry for himself?
He has been feeling sorry for himself because he's brought this all on with
right.
Slade. And he should have dealt with it on the island in the first place properly, but he didn't. And now he's just feeling it's all my fault. The city's failing again, like the undertaking, that's like it is. It's all happening again around him, and everyone he loves is dying around him. And I must admit that must be hard on him because it happened in the first season of the undertaking. He lost his best friend. It all collapsed, and it's happening again around him.
Look at it now. Oh yeah, 10 times worse. Here
exactly.
We go. Here they finally have the cure. They are testing it out on Roy, and big shocker, it's only when it's convenient to Oliver.
Well, he was being hesitant. He didn't want to ruin Roy's life.
He was not being hesitant. He was like, I can't. And then all of a sudden, when all that stuff went down, he's like, and he just stuck him. No, I agree. Oliver only does things. He is so quick to tell everybody, no, it's for the better of the city. No, there won't be no killing. And then all of a sudden, well, it's not my mom. It's different. It's my sister. It's different. I'm sorry. I know how you feel about it.
But he is trying to live up to what he promised Tommy he wouldn't kill. And it's hard.
Oh, I know. But it's hard.
It's hard when he's the arrow and he's to be protecting the city. You can't not kill. It's very hard.
Exactly. That's why he shouldn't have made that promise to Tommy. Tommy, I can't stand Tommy. Even that he's dead, he's still messing with my boy's head.
But when we saw that flashback when he went and rescued Roy after he had the Mirakura injected him, Tommy said that he thought he was a hero, go out there and do and save the city. So he agreed for him to go out and do it, and he didn't hate him anymore.
So he should have no problem then killing people.
Exactly. I mean, kill them within reason to save the city. Just don't go like he did in the season one where he was a vigilante. He just went out and killed for the sake of killing.
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah, your name on that list, you were dying.
Exactly. Whereas now, you just kill when you have to kill, when it's appropriate to save someone's life.
True that. Like a superhero.
Exactly. Just don't go out killing for the sake. I mean, he killed the Count to save Felicity.
Oh, that had to be done.
Exactly. So in those circumstances, he has to kill. You can't just not there would have been no way around it if he didn't kill him. So
true that. I agree. And here's the last thing that he wrote. Overall, the episode was dominated by the lovely ladies, Laurel, Felicity, and Sarah. So I guess this episode is a solid 9 out of 10.
Yes.
Would you agree this was a ladies episode?
Yes.
I would agree.
Because they were the backbone.
They were.
They very much all were the backbone that got this going.
Strong women behind these strong men.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
How many do you give it? Scale out of 1 to 10, this episode.
I'd say a 9 out of 10 too.
I would say a 10 out of 10. I love this episode. Yeah, this episode was just awesome.
It was good. I did love it. And I love the scenes between Felicity and Oliver. And even with the beginning in the van with Dig saving his ass.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, everything was good. I even got that part in the clock tower. I was like, I'm getting teary-eyed. Go, Felicity, you go, girl.
I know. It was just like heart-wrenching. Oh, God.
Yeah.
No, it was good.
And then the kiss didn't happen.
No.
Dun, dun, dun.
Darn it.
That's just it. I think we're done. Do you have any last minute things that I might have left out?
No, I think we covered everything.
You know what? Next episode is going to be the season finale. It's going to be called Unthinkable.
Yes. So if it's unthinkable, he must do something that he did not want to do.
Oh, what's it going to be? Kill Slate? No, because he can't kill Slate. So it's going to be...
I don't know.
It's going to be...
It's hard to know. We just don't know what he's going to do.
True that. Well, I guess we'll
and,
see.
And from what I gather, he's got a big decision to decide on, from what I've seen.
I know. I don't see how you do that to yourself.
I know. I couldn't help it. I'm like, oh, no.
Okay, we don't want to hear anymore. That's it.
And, of course, you don't want to hear anymore because it's your Felicity.
Stop it. People, don't forget Anna B. from Australia. She does all the recaps for Arrow and the Tomorrow People, which the Tomorrow People we found out. Go
I know.
On.
They didn't get... up for a season 2 very sad.
So people, if you still watch the show or if you watch Arrow, Amy does recaps, blogs, all that good stuff on the VRO.com. That is the mothership. That's where you need to go to find all the goodies. If you want to follow Anna, and I think you should because she's always like posting up pictures in Australia and like it's really cool, then you still haven't posted. You haven't taken a picture of a kangaroo or a dingo for me. And that's what I'm waiting for. I want to see a dingo.
Well, I'm not going to see a dingo in the city. I have to go to the zoo for that.
No, I want it in the wild.
I'm not going out to the wild.
I want you to find an Aborigine, and I want you to go find me a dingo.
I have to go to the Northern Territory, another state, to find a
dingo. You know what? I'm going to make a trip to Australia. When I do, we're going to the Northern Territory.
Oh, that don't really want to see a dingo. I'll find you a photo on the face of a picture and send it to you.
Never mind.
I mean, I've seen kangaroos.
I want a dingo. All right. So, so like I said, you can find Anna B on Twitter at Traveler15. That is her Twitter handle. And like I said, thebro.com. You can find all of our other good stuff, reviews, podcasts, all that stuff is there. If you want to follow me, it's all up to you. You can hit me up on Twitter, Instagram, at Mike the Movie Guy. I've got a blog called I Watch Mike. And Variety Radio Online can be found on iTunes. You can subscribe on iTunes. Go to iTunes, search Variety Radio Online, and it's right there. All that good stuff. You can rate, do all the good stuff. And I think that's pretty it, Anna, right?
Yes, it is. So, until next week, which should be good.
Next week is going to be awesome, the season finale of Arrow.
And, of course, next week just follows straight on from where we left off this episode because it's still in that same 24-hour time zone.
It's
going to
be awesome.
Yes.
So that's it. Everybody, have a great weekend. And yes. Here's a little clip of... how it's going down.
Okay, see you.
I'm done playing your game.
You are done. When I say you're done.
Arrow, season finale. Wednesday, 8/7 Central on the CW.